Even though the Nadunya, the presence, the metalton that she has, she brought already to her husband's house, but Mesef, she dies, Oviya Yorsha, it still goes over to the father, because there was not a complete Mesira to the Baal yet. But what about Mosor Av? Lishluchei HaBaal, let's say the father gave her over completely to the shlich of the husband, Oisha Mosor Shluchei Av, Lishluchei HaBaal. Because even at first the father gave her over to his shlich, but now the father shlich is giving her over completely to the shlich of the Baal, Oisha Hoysa Loi Chotza Baderach. Or else if the husband, the Baal, had his own house, like on the road, and he went there with his wife to make nisuyin there. So all these cases are called like a real kenisa l'chupa. Here it says, afa pi shek subos v'beis aviyah. Even though the nadunya, the present, that her father gave her to give over to her husband, she still left it by her father's house. But since they made like a real Mesirah L'chupa here, or it has a locha like a Mesirah L'chupa, is Mesa, if she dies now, Baila Yorsha. So husband Yashins, this is called a good Mesirah. Now the Brisa says clearly here, B'meh Devor Mamurim, when do we say this? That when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, it's called like a Chupa, L'Yerushasa, only for this halacha, that the Nadunya, the presence that she got, she is completely given over to the husband. And if she dies now, the husband yashnas the present. That's all. Only li Yerushasa. Avo li truma. But halacha, the when could Abbas Yisrael start the truma? The halacha is, ein isha chelas betruma, achet ikonas lechupa. That an isha cannot start eating truma, because she's an ashes kayin, until they have an actual real tikonas lechupa. So the demora tiyufta, the kula tiyufta, it's a kash and all them. Anyone that said, especially according to Rabbi Yechiel and Rabbi Chanina, but even according to Rabasi Tzakasha, that they learned these Mesiras help even for Truma. Here it says clearly this Mesira does not help for Truma. In order to eat Truma, it has to be Mamish Tikonis L'chupa. And this halacha about Mishnah, that when the father gives over his daughter to the Shliach, it's called like a Knisa L'chupa, it only helps for Yerushasa. To say that if she dies now, the husband Yashin's in the Dunya the presence. Now the Gemara Stam goes to explain this last brisa. Hagufa kashi is a steer in the brisa itself. Omar, the first you're telling me, nichna so imololin, in a case where she had a house, and they went to sleep in the house overnight. So says loshin lolin, mashmulioni went to sleep. So time of the lolin. Why do we say it's not called a nisuyin here? Because they didn't have das for nisuyin. They only had das lolin to sleep overnight. Hostoma. Mashmal, if they went in their stam without anything in mind, is mashmal l'shem nisuyin? Then it is good l'shem nisuyin. Then Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? That nichnasa imoy l'shem nisuyin, if they went into the house to make nisuyin there, that's called good. Hostoma, mashmal, if they didn't go in to make nisuyin, lolin, min astam is only called lolin. When they go together to be alone in the room overnight, is it called Stam L'Shem Nisuyin? Or is it called Stam Lola, not L'Shem Nisuyin? The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi, Atayya, Stomei, Stomei, Ketoni. And Echnami, both cases are talking about where they went in Stam, and it means like this. Stam Chotze Dido, if the house belongs to her, so then we say Lolin. Midastam, when they went in to sleep there, they only went to sleep overnight. They didn't go there to make Nisuyin. Because usually Nisuyin or Knis L'chup is the pshat that the husband takes his wife into his rishus. So here that they stam went into her chotzer, min astam it's only lolin, they did not have das for Nisuyin. Mashenke in stam chotzer the day, but when the chotzer, the house, like belongs to the husband, then we settle in Nisuyin. When they go in there, even though min astam they're going in there, that's called the Nisuyin. Minastam is also called Nisuyin, because that's the way Nisuyin is always, that the husband takes his wife into his chuppah. Tana will not like this. Mosor av l'shluchei habal. Let's say the father gives his daughter, his nara hamarosa, he gives her over to the shluch of the Baal to take her to the Baal now. So the shliach is taking her to make Nisuyin with the husband. Vizinsa, and let's say on the way, she has nus with another man, she has nus with the shliach. So the Bryce says, Harezu b'chenik. She only gets chenik. In other words, she's not called a Nara Hamarosa. Even though the Torah said that a Nara Hamarosa, if she's a Nara, she's only 12 to 12 and a half, and she's a psula, she didn't live with a man yet, and she's Moresa, she has Kedushin, and she has Nus with another man, there's a new halacha, she gets Skila. Here we say, even though really she's a Nara and really she's only a Marosa, but since the father gave her over to the Shlich of the Baal, she's not called a Nara Marosa anymore, she doesn't get Skila, but rather Chenek, like a regular married lady gets. So Moses says, Omar Rav Ami Bar Chom, Omar Kro, like where's the right, where's the Posik? The Posik says, Liznois Beisavia, that when does a Naira Hamarosa get Skila? When she likes Nus Beisavia, she has to still be in her father's house. That's called a Marosa. The Erison, she's still called in her father's house. But Prat is excluding Lishemosarav Lishluchi Abal, where the father gave over his daughter already to the shliach of the Baal to take her to the husband to make nisuyin, she's not called b'shusav anymore. So therefore, if she does nus now, true, she's an eishes ish, but she gets chenek like a regular eishes ish, and not the loch of namarosa that gets gila. For the Gemara, how do we know this chiddush? We aim on maybe just say the pasuk means prat l'shenichnesa l'chupa, in a case where a husband mamish took her and took her into the chuppah to make nesuyin, but v'lo nivala, they didn't have bia yet. Even though usually after nesuyin they have bia, let's say in the case they didn't have nesuyin, they didn't have bia yet. They had the mamish knisa l'chuppah, but then she has nus with another man. Maybe here the case is the Torah says she doesn't get skila, because she had a knisa l'chuppah. Maybe in our case, like the Mishnah's case, where they did not go to l'chuppah yet, the father only sent her over with the shliach of the Baal, like to bring her to the husband, but she did not get to the husband yet, maybe she still would get skila. So Mora says, no, Omar Rovo, that Omali Imi, that Chupa Behejiksiva, you don't need this pasuk of Liznois Beisavia to tell me that if they already made a Chupa, even though the husband didn't live with her yet, that she doesn't get skila. We know this from another pasuk. Therefore, the pasuk of Liznois Beisavia is telling us in the case of Mesira, that when the father gives her over to the shliach of the Baal, it's also called out of the Rishus Av that she doesn't have a din of Naira Maros anymore. Now, how do we know, though, in the case where she was Nichnasa L'chupa, even though she was not Nivala, that she does not have skill anymore? He says, Ksiva, because the Pasuk says, Ki yiyeh Naira Besula Murosalish. That's what we darshan. That the Pasha of Skila, the special Mis, is only a Naira. She has to be from 12 to 12 and a half. She has to be a psula, she didn't live with a man yet. And Murasa, only Erisin and not Nisuyin. So Dashin like this, Nara means Veloy Bageris. Once she becomes 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get skill anymore. Psula, Veloy Bula, and not if she lived with a man already. If she already lived with a man once before, she does not get a skill. Murasa, what is the Pasa telling us that she's only a Murasa? Veloy Nisuyin, and not that they have Nisuyin. Now, my Nisuyin, what does Nisuyin mean here? Ilayim nesuyin mamish, that they had mamish nesuyin, l'chura, that means that they mamish had bia, they lived together. First the husband lived with his wife, and then she has nus with another man, for the Gemara Haina Besula. We know from the word Besula that she would not get skila, because Besula means that she did not live with any man before. The first man she lived with this man that she has nus. That if she had nesuyin with her own husband, and she lived with the husband already, so she's not called a Besula. So from the word Besula, we would know she does not get skila. For Laibula, with Ashen Psula of Laibula. Ela. So what does the drasha of Murasa mean, Veloy Nisuya? El Alam, Shenichnasa L'chuppah V'loy Nivala. That Murasa means that she did not even go into the Chuppah, even without having beer with her husband. But Mashem, as long as she went to the Chuppah with the husband, she's not called a Murasa anymore, and therefore she would not get skila. So from this pasuk of Sula Murasa, we know that when she had a chup, even without bia, she doesn't get skila. So what does the other pasuk of Liznois Beisavia tell us? Elamai, that pasuk is telling us that even in the case when the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, that's also called out of the father's rishus, that she's not called a Naira Marosa anymore to get skila. So that's the chiddush, that at that time she gets chenek and not skila. All right, we'll stop here.